New York State is shaping up to be a key decider in the debate over labeling foods that contain genetically modified ingredients, or GMOs. As WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, the law is becoming one of the final debates of the state legislative session.
A bill requiring foods to be marked as scientifically engineered is being considered in the state legislature after being approved by an assembly committee. Common genetically modified foods, known as GMO, include corn, soy, and canola. Crops are altered to improve yield or be more resistant to drought and disease. Farmers argue engineered crops are safe, which research supports. They also say labeling laws would raise food prices, but food safety advocates say they have a right to know what they're eating. Margaret Smith, a plant genetics expert at Cornell University, says to developing a labeling system is complicated, as GMO ingredients can be hard to trace.
So you do have to ask, what are we labeling? What we're really labeling is a part of the process that was used to produce that food product.
Foods labeled organic are required to not use GMO. The neighboring small state of Vermont has a labeling law, and Connecticut and Maine both have them too, but theirs only kick in if another state enacts a law. The agriculture industry has spent millions lobbying legislators over the proposal, according to a government watchdog. No vote on the bill has been set, but this is the final week of the session. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.